We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
And not only just to hear, but to be healed. But notice this, that the hearing comes first. I will read this verse first of all here from the 6th chapter. Then we'll go back to the 5th. The 6th chapter and the 17th verse. And he came down with them and stood in the plain, and the company of his disciples, and the great multitude of people out of Judea and Jerusalem, and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came, now notice, to hear him and to be healed of their diseases.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, God's Healing Mercy Series, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Now, this text exhibits the fact that our Lord is not only willing, but eager to pour His blessings in great profusion upon all those who make it possible for Him to do so. Because He said He's running around looking for somebody He can help. I put that in my own words, but that's the essence of it, isn't it? Isn't that right? He's running throughout the whole earth trying to find. Glory to God. So He can show Himself strong on their behalf. I told you He wanted to bless you and help you and heal you more than you wanted to get it yourself. The eyes of the Lord, He said, run to and fro. In other words, He's ever hunting for opportunities to gratify His benevolent heart because He delighteth in mercy. Woo, if you can't shout over that, you haven't got any business shouting about anything. Benevolence, my dear friends, is the great attribute of God. Therefore, if you want to please Him, remove the obstacles out of the way to the exercise of His benevolence. Brother Bosworth put it like this, He, God, is infinitely good, and He exists forever in a state of entire consecration to pour forth blessing upon His creatures whenever they make it possible, which of course all may do. And I like this illustration by the Bosworth said, suppose the vast Pacific Ocean were elevated high above us, talking about the earth. Then conceive of its pressure in every crevice to find an outlet through which it might pour its ocean tides over all the earth, and you have a picture of God's benevolent attitude toward us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Then I want to quote further here because this is so good, I just want to read it verbatim. Brother Bosworth said, after being first properly enlightened, and that's what we're endeavoring to do with these scriptures, I challenge you to place yourself where God's mercy can reach you without His having to violate the glorious principles of His moral government. Then wait and see if you don't experience the most overwhelming demonstration of His love and mercy, and the blessing will flow until you've reached the limit of your expectations. Glory, 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 glory. You remember Cornelius placed himself where God's mercy could reach him by saying to Peter in Acts 10:33, we are all here present before God to hear all things that are commanded thee of God. And he found God's goodness so great that he could not wait for Peter to finish his sermon. Just as soon as Peter had spoken enough to be a basis for faith, they believed, bless God, and down came the blessing. That reminds me, you notice what he said there? Look at that again. That's Acts 10:33. Cornelius said, we are all here present before God to hear all things that are commanded thee of God. Open your Bible to the 5th chapter of Luke and see that the same principle, the same fact is true in regard to healing. I want you to notice now that here in this 5th chapter of Luke, what it said concerning the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ and concerning those who came for healing. And then there's a verse also in the 6th chapter that reads just about the same. Reads just about the same. And that is that they came to hear. And not only just to hear, but to be healed. But notice this, that the hearing comes first. I want to read this verse first of all here from the 6th chapter, and then we'll go back to the 5th. The 6th chapter and the 17th verse. And he came down with them and stood in the plain, and the company of his disciples and the great multitude of people out of Judea and Jerusalem and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came, now notice, to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. Now, why would you suppose they'd have to hear him, or they needed to hear him, before they were healed of their diseases? Did you notice that? They came to hear him. Though healing's implied, it doesn't say they came to be healed. It doesn't just say they came to be healed of the disease. It said they came to hear him. They must have heard something that produced faith in them. They must have heard something that revealed to them his willingness, his compassion, his goodness. Thank God he's the same today. I said he's the same today. I said he's the same today. Isn't he, or is he? Thank God he's the same today as he was then. He has not changed the least bit. And thank God there's not even a shadow of turning with the Lord, is there? And remember the text said there in Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ, the same. The same. The same. The same. The same. Yesterday, today, and forever. Well, then, if he's the same today as he was yesterday, he's still having compassion on people and healing them. That's part of his compassion. All right, let's look at this verse here in Luke, the 5th chapter, the 15th verse. But so much the more went there a fame abroad of him. Now notice, and great multitudes came together. Luke 5:15. Great multitudes came together. I don't know, but in our teaching, the Lord keeps leading me back to these verses again and again and again. Great multitudes came together. Now, for what purpose? To hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. Now notice in both of these instances, these are two separate instances of crowd, the multitudes. Notice how being healed and hearing is linked together. They came to hear and to be healed of their infirmities. Isn't that what it says? All right. Notice here then again, in that 10th chapter of Acts, that Cornelius said, we're all here present before God to hear. We're all here present before God to hear. You know, that's your problem a lot of times, getting people to hear. They want to be healed, all right, but they don't want to hear. Or the devil wants to rob them from hearing. He wants to keep them from hearing. You just have to persist. We're all here present to hear all things that are commanded thee of God. And so, as he found God's goodness so great, as Peter began to preach about God's goodness manifested through Jesus, that he could not wait for Peter to finish his sermon. Just as soon as Peter had spoken enough to be a basis for their faith, down came the blessing. Hallelujah. That's the reason that I said, in talking to people, that's about the only way you're going to get chronic seekers after the baptism of the Holy Ghost and healing, because you see, they both come the same way. They're both, the Holy Ghost is a gift, healing's a gift. Come the same way. And usually that's about the only way you're going to get chronic seekers filled or healed, is this way. You got to get them to hear it. And like I said, here are people that's been praying, seeking for years, healing, praying, seeking. But when I just talked to them and got them to see his mercy, his willingness. In fact, I made the statement and then said, I'll prove it to you. I mean, it just shocked them. I started off by getting their, I had to do that to get their attention. You know, some people in seeking God have gotten in a rut. And if you pray with them, it'll jump right over in that rut. And you can't get them out of that rut. Boy, they're stuck in that rut. And unless you can get them out of that rut, you can't help them. So that's the reason that I did that. See, I'm going to get them out of that rut immediately. So I said, God wants you baptized with the Holy Ghost, or God wants you healed more than you want to be healed.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Kenneth Hagin's book, How to Fulfill Your Divine Destiny. Next is Lynette Hagin's book entitled, Along the Way, Building a Legacy That Changes Lives. Last but not least is Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Anchor Moments. All these items are for the special price of only $26. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. Rhema. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
We are taking applications now for Rhema Bible Training College for the fall semester. Wow, it's hard to believe that this year is going by.
It's going by so fast.
And so if you're interested, you can just go to rbtc.org/apply, and there's an application right there.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, God's Healing Mercy Series. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore and also purchase other faith-building teachings. That's at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.